USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The National Security Agency has issued a warning about potentially malicious actions from Chinese government hackers. The NSA is calling on the U.S. Department of Defense and its contractors to take extra security measures as Chinese government-sponsored hackers target computer networks used in the national defense industries. It's the first time that the NSA has directly acknowledged they were the subjects of Chinese state-sponsored hacking. New Jersey's governor is now in quarantine after coming into close contact with someone who later tested positive for coronavirus. Governor Phil Murphy was told about the positive test Wednesday at a press event and abruptly left to go self-isolate. Murphy says he'll be retested today after testing negative back on Monday. His predecessor, Chris Christie, was recently hospitalized for a week after contracting the virus. This is USA Radio News.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses, like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Despite a stimulus package seemingly stalled, the outlook of the economy is pointed in the right direction, according to White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells CNBC that while not every data point looks positive, the economy is progressing in the right direction.
The president will be campaigning on middle-income tax cuts, again, to provide incentives for people to return to work, to provide incentives for small businesses to open or reopen and provide new job opportunities. So, you know, 5 months, give us time. This thing, you can't rebuild it overnight. And I think some people are way too pessimistic about the economy. They may be in denial about the economy. But I think the overall outlook has improved immeasurably right now.
While Speaker Pelosi and the Trump administration continue to try to hammer out a deal, Senate Democrats have blocked the GOP stimulus bill from advancing. The $500 billion bill included funding for the Paycheck Protection Program and more supplemental unemployment insurance, but it was blocked from moving forward along party lines, falling short of the 60 votes needed. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new poll shows a majority of Americans support Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation to the Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
A new Gallup poll released on Tuesday finds that 51% of Americans want to see Judge Amy Coney Barrett confirmed to the Supreme Court. The Gallup poll also found that 46% of adults oppose Barrett's confirmation, while 3% do not have an opinion on her filling the seat left vacant by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last month. On Monday, Republicans struck down an effort led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York to adjourn the Senate until after the election, which would have effectively moved Barrett's confirmation until after Election Day. Only one Republican senator, Susan Collins of Maine, has said she would vote against Barrett because she does not believe a nominee should be brought forth before the presidential election.
Students at the University of Michigan are under a stay-in-place order after a spike in COVID-19 cases on campus. Local public health officials issued the order Tuesday, with it set to expire on November 3rd. Washtenaw County officials say they had 4,300 confirmed coronavirus cases as of Wednesday morning, and that University of Michigan students living on and off campus accounted for more than 600 of those. Tropical storm watches are in effect in Bermuda as the latest Atlantic storm strengthens into a hurricane. Epsilon is expected to approach the island on Thursday, and it could make a direct hit. While not expected to make landfall in the United States, the Northeast could still see high winds and dangerous surf conditions this weekend as Epsilon moves into the North Atlantic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.